8 de tu corazón.
Ahorre, no compre sin visitar Emporio.
These are the facts as we know them. There is an epidemic of mass murder being committed by a virtual army of unidentified assassins.
It's your cyber cigarette, your internet nicotine, your verbal vape, and your online crack pipe. It's time for your podcast fix with Justin and Nickelbag Rick. It's Pod Vomit.
It is indeed Pod Vomit in the middle of a storm, it sounds like.
It's like an extra spooky Pod Vomit in the middle of the summer, though.
It's the summer storm, scary.
It's like when you get that random summertime horror flick, you know? You get that random summertime horror podcast.
It's like we're like Sleepaway Camp Crystal Lake.
Meatballs.
Meatballs. There you go. Right.
And Ernest goes to jail or camp. Yeah. What's one of those?
Ernest goes to hell.
Yeah. Why have they done that one?
Well, he died.
Hey, Vern, I reckon that's Satan over there.
Yeah. He's already there.
Yeah.
Well, I am one of your hosts here on Pod Vomit, Nickelbag Rick, and the anti host.
I'm against all hosts, all that would be hosts.
Cracking wise over there.
Justin,
yes,
that's me.
Yes, indeed. And our new expanded family of Pod Vomit, our
bastard children.
Our redheaded stepchildren.
Who we beat repeatedly and throw liquor bottles at.
Right, and urinate on.
Yeah.
Listen to that thunder. It's like, I do not approve of your hijinks till you're new... Your new members of your family.
But, you know, that's fine because...
Sorry, God.
Because the true God is down below, and we all know that.
Yeah. I didn't look up or down when I thanked the
I always look downward.
Do you?
Yeah, because I can see my dick and thank
Satan. Old Saint Thick Dick.
I can say, hey, thank you, Satan, and look at my dick at the same time.
Saint Cock. Well, what an introduction this is leading up to for our webmaster.
Mm-hmm.
Satan and Cox.
He loves Satan and Cox.
And is West Side.
What up, minions?
Minions.
And our.
I feel like we're like in a crappy DreamWorks movie.
Yeah. and our intern doing all the crappy intern, you know, minion job, Tina.
Hail Satan.
All right.
Hail Satan.
What the hell, Satan? I seen a church sign one time right down the street from my house. They always put these little witty.
I love those.
Little signs out in front of their church, and it says, Lost, come in for directions. So I wanted to walk in there and go, where the hell am I?
I know, right? Where? So how do I get to, where's the big chicken?
Yeah.
You know? Oh, man.
Where's the big cock?
And, you know, that's a colloquial phrase we say here in the Atlanta area. We talk about the big chicken to give directions to almost anything. And
that's
it's
right.
Just a big...
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
It's fake.
For, you know, those of you that are not in the city... of Atlanta. Basically, it's a big, stupid cardboard chicken on top of a KFC.
Well, it's not even cardboard. It's a
it's
big,
not even cardboard,
it's,
huh?
Its
eyes move, though.
It moves its beak.
Yeah. It moves its beak and its ass. Angry bird.
Yeah, it's a big angry... People keep, like, trying to slingshot little birds at it.
And you have to... That gives you directions for anywhere. It's east of the big chicken, west of the big chicken. You know where the big chicken is?
Yeah.
Okay, when you get to the big chicken, turn left.
It's finger
And it's a big
licking.
Kentucky Fried Chicken. And years ago, back in the late 60s, early 70s, it was a place called Chick, Chuck, and Shake. That was the first
place. Before it was a KFC?
Before it was a KFC.
They still had the chicken there?
Oh, absolutely. Because back in those days, that's where restaurants...
So they built it for this other place.
Yes.
Okay.
That's where restaurants would try to come up with some sort of gimmick to get you in. And that was their gimmick, this big beak and the rolling eyes and this chicken.
Because Marietta Dodge wasn't pulling in, folks.
I don't even think I don't even think there was even a thing then. So
Marietta Dodge.
You know, they went out of business and the colonel come in and said, I'm going to take this Big Chicken, and I'm going to turn it into a monument of Atlanta.
So you just did the voice of the more modern
yes.
commercials.
Yes.
Commercialized version of the Colonel.
I'm the Colonel. I'm the Colonel down here at the Big Chicken.
Those are those
eating
commercials.
Some coleslaw and mashed potatoes.
Mashed taters.
And some of the original crispy stuff on my fingers. Oh, that's not even chicken.
I feel like
that's a scab.
I feel like though when I feel like when I see him in those commercials that he should own a plantation or something, because he's got this old Southern, you know, early 20th century,
right?
Late 1800s.
Like Django.
Yeah.
Order. Hey, come on down to KFC. Or they don't call it KFC when it's the Colonel. Come on down to Kentucky Fried Chicken. Get some of that Django crisp chicken.
And don't worry, we've taken our fucking Confederate flag down.
Yeah.
It's not wrapped in a Confederate flag no longer.
I know when those commercials come on, I'm like, Wes, don't worry, I'll turn this off.
We
don't have to watch this. We don't need to watch it.
It actually sounds like he's been kicked into balls. Like how lightly he talks. It's like,
right.
You know.
It's all the damn chicken clogging up.
They've threatened to dip my testicles in that chicken grease.
It's like you can hear the cholesterol flapping in his arteries right. as he's talking. I'm so fat.
That's what it's going to come to. They'll bring back like Dave Thomas from Wendy's.
But it'll be a hologram.
It'll turn into some like fast food battle royale. Like they'll fight like Freddy versus Jason.
But it'll be
Colonel
like
versus Dave.
It'll be the Colonel versus Dave versus the King.
Yeah, and then Ronald McDonald will be like the you know you got.
But it's like they're gonna fight, and the King is just gonna creep in there. Like here I am because he's creepy.
And all
you know?
Of a sudden, Taco so Bell and pizza to come up with like. You know, they're little characters. It's like, we got to come up with the guy wearing a sombrero and a guy wearing
yeah.
like, he's got to be very, you know.
It's just like that scene in Anchorman where all the news teams fight.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then out of nowhere, here comes the Noid to fuck up everything.
Right.
He's like,
right.
I'm going to throw Domino's pizzas at your face.
The Noid. Bringing him in. He's yeah. coming back.
He's like, remember me, guys, please.
And the Lucky Charms and Rice Krispies are like, we want in on this too.
We are also mascots for things.
And Chef Boyardee's like, nobody's gonna disrespect the Boyardee.
I want to see them.
Nobody's thanking goodness anymore.
I want them to run the bases with them. Those big ass mascots like they do in baseball.
Yeah, right.
Oh yeah, with like the tools and all that, the hammer.
Count Chocula out there running yeah. with the Pillsbury Doughboy.
and they play dirty. They push each other over and trip each other up.
Aunt Jemima versus Uncle Ben.
Yeah. And like the Colonel's throwing like old chicken bones at everybody.
Right. This is my kind of crazy Hunger Games.
I know. Yeah.
I'm getting the finger.
It's funny, they're Hunger Games, but yet they're all representing food products.
Right. That's the future. That's the reboot.
Yeah, the reboot.
That's what they'll do, the Hunger Games.
They need to reboot all the commercial icons of those fast food commercials. Definitely.
Well,
Noid version 2.
Tina's giving me the finger over here. She's talking. She's there she goes. Right on time. She's like, this is my job.
Mail.
Yeah. This is what I get to do. So
it's like, screw you, the mail's coming.
Yeah. So, Tina, back to the barf bag. You've been digging around in it. I see you have something to read for us.
She likes digging in barf and trash and just anything vile.
It's my favorite thing to do. So today in the barf bag, we've got a email from Dennis. Says, hey guys, and Tina, love the new and improved pod vomit. Seems like when you hit the big 5-0, things got even better. So this announcer girl, what does she look like? Will we get to see her? Because she sounds really hot. Will she also become a part of the expanded cast? Great podcast, Dennis.
Ooh.
Well, it's true.
Dennis has a little crush.
Dennis's keyboard is sticky.
Right. He's like knuckling, giving like the old shuffling knuckles to our announcer. No, I don't think she'll become a part of our cast. She's just our announcer girl that they let us have, and she's very hot. I will say that she's so hot that
it's finger licking good.
Justin and his wife was at a Braves game. And he said, hey, what does the announcer girl look like? Have you seen her? And I said, yeah. And he goes, well, is she good looking? And I sent him the picture of her, and it's just like a real kind of standardized kind of headshot picture.
And right then and there, I just stopped what I was doing and just started beating off right in the stands.
right in the stands. Seventh inning stretch. You know?
I had this, like, you know, family looking over me, just leering at me.
And he just held up his phone. It's like, do you see why I'm doing this? And they're like,
I know, oh, I know. Look, this is the reason.
Rub one off.
I was like, what, motherfucker? Go back and eat your hot dog and shut up.
Yeah. Jerk that hot dog off while you're at it.
Yeah. Or no.
I don't know.
No, man.
Well, you were rubbing one off in the game. Why couldn't Johnny and his hot dog?
Because it's my thing. It's my parade.
It could turn into like this whole stadium full of circle. It's a big circle jerk.
That'd be a stadium full of spooge is what that would be.
Well, upon the opposing team.
Yeah, we just like jerk off on the opposing team's dugout.
Fuck you, Pittsburgh Pirates.
Eat our jizz.
Yeah.
Pirates. Pittsburgh butt pirates.
Yeah, right. Cum garglers.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, she's really hot. She's not going to be on our show, so that's the question, or the answer to your question, Dennis. Thank you.
Yeah.
Next, please.
So,
But we have all had a turn on her. No, I'm just kidding.
So we, the next thing in the barf bag we got from Randy Robertson says,
Randy Robertson.
Great 50th show. Tigra was such a hot-looking guest. I first saw her when you did the Periscope thing. This is a great feature. Will you be doing more of that? You guys get some really hot women in your studio. Do the Periscope. Please do the Periscope viewing when you have more hotties in studio.
Well, Double R. Can I call you Double R? Is that okay? First of all, thanks for checking out the Periscope, man.
Yeah, right, I know. Right.
I mean,
that's West Side. That's his thing. I mean, he came up with that.
But I mean,
not Periscope.
I see. He came up with like the actual Periscope that you see on submarines. He invented those things. No, but yeah. I mean, I think we're gonna keep doing that. I think it was a good idea, don't you guys?
Absolutely. I think we did it a minute ago. I'm not sure. I think we did. Yeah. He doesn't tell us when it's just. It's all very organic. He just makes it happen.
He's Periscoping us right now.
Right.
And it's like hidden in his butthole.
Right. He's bent over. It's kind of weird, but you know, it's what goes on here.
Yeah. He's like, he's bending over randomly for no... I thought it was for no reason, but now I know he's all periscoping.
Right. Twitter twatter.
So we got some shout-outs on the Twitter twatter.
All right.
We got Drunken Dork Podcast.
And we real quick, on the Twitter twatter, I just want to say, we only do Twitter twatter shout-outs to podcasts that are following us on Twitter.
Because if you're some jerk that's like on Facebook, we don't care about you.
I mean,
I mean, I don't care about you.
Well, so this is the Twitter twatter. You only get into the fold on us with that if you do a podcast and you follow us, we follow you back. So that's how that works. And real quick, I'm sorry to interrupt, Tina, but our producer, who's it? Was it our producer or was it you telling us that the Siri chick?
The Siri chick is following us.
Okay, yes. West Side come in was telling us that.
It was our webmaster.
Yeah. He's like our sensei of the internet.
No, I
we like believe everything he says.
I like master.
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 Okay.
Master of the web.
Master
it's
of
like,
the web.
It's like, you know, like those old pictures or those old movie covers of like Beastmaster and that kind of shit.
Right. He-Man.
Imagine Wes like holding up his like broadsword and like lightning striking it from the heavens. And,
and he's palming a soccer ball.
Yeah. But then they're like, and these like hot chicks that are scaly clad
like
all around
Hatchet
him.
Molly Hatchet album cover.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, right.
And they're just like begging for his dick. Like, right. Come on, Wes. Come
he's
on.
He's like. He's like, but we really love you, West Side, because you're big. He's like, shut your mouth. But I'm talking about West Side.
Wait, now he's turned into he's went from Beastmaster to Shaft.
Yeah, no, he's Shaft.
No, he's not Shaft. He's Sheath.
Sheath.
Take me back to Master.
You know,
that's where I wanted to be.
He just wanted to be Master.
You know, it's funny because I was wondering, like, why you hear that Curtis Mayfield music every time you see him. It's like in the background.
Because walking up the stairs here at the studio, it's like, I'm like, is a porno movie being shot downstairs? Or, oh, West Side's here.
That's
Ivy Gaines,
by the way.
Oh, okay.
That's why he's the Master.
No, but that's Curtis Mayfield that does the soundtrack.
That's right. Curtis Mayfield.
For Shaft?
Yeah.
Yes.
What? You're the West.
No, no, I'm wrong. It's Superfly.
Oh.
My bad.
Exactly right.
It's Superfly. Yes.
Sorry, Master.
I started, once I heard you, I was like, yeah, he's right.
Call him Master.
The Webmaster is always right.
He is.
He's the Master is the Master.
Right.
He's the Master of Puppets.
The comic irony and you having to call me Master.
I know. he's the Master and we are the Puppets.
Right. Okay, and sorry, we kind of pulled out the we went a little long on the Twitter twatter.
Siri.
Siri is following us.
Siri is following us.
The voice of Siri is following Pod Vomit on Twitter. And our master, our
that's
web.
That's where this all started.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So we just need Cortana and OK Google to follow us.
Right.
Is OK Google a person? I don't know.
So proceed with the Twitter twatter.
All right. So we also have Three Geeks Podcast, Everything is Rad, Return to Camp Blood, and a big shout out to the Kiss Room on Montcore Radio.
It's Montcore Radio with Matt Porter. And our old co-host Joe was
Go ahead.
He was up in Philly on the Kiss Room. Matt Porter does a Kiss podcast on Montcore Radio. It's a college radio station up there. He does it once a month. Matt Porter, and I've never met him in person, but I've known Matt for years and years and years on the internet because we're big Kiss fans. But Joe went up there and was on his show, and he talked about Pod Vomit, and that's how he got his start podcasting. Said nice things about us, and we got very good reception on Montcore Radio with Matt Porter in the Kiss Room talking about Pod Vomit. So we just want to throw it back to Matt and say thanks a lot for
thanks,
that.
Thanks, man.
It's awesome.
Appreciate that. Appreciate the love.
Yep.
You know, I want to add something to you know, what you said about we're only going to do shouts for podcasts.
Yeah.
I want to take it a step further and say, if you're a comedy podcast and you just rant on about political shit and boring things, but you're labeling yourself as a comedy podcast, we're not gonna shout out you because that's lame and that's not what we're all about, man. And I'm not gonna put out any names, but there's a couple podcasts that we follow or I've listened to. I can't remember. Right. And they were like, yeah, we're a comedy podcast and we're funny. And then I listened to it and it's just like they're just ranting on about like the latest news about shootings and shit. I'm like, this going to get funny? Or? Yeah.
I just watch the news. I don't want to get on a podcast.
I know. That's like, I don't want to put on a comedy podcast and it's like Fox News.
Well, it's funny, you know? Because I got that text from you, and like I say, I'm not going to mention. I know who you're talking about, but
right.
I was confused because you're asking me about this particular show, and I was like, is this just one show? And you're like, yeah. And
you knew right away.
I knew right away where it was going. And I'm like, but, you know, yeah, I agree. We're not getting all on.
And that show has potential. Just cut out the ranting on political
shit. Get a new co-host.
Yeah. Or do like a Neil Bort style podcast or something.
Yeah, do some sort of.
You know, I don't know.
There's plenty of them out there, and there's a built-in audience for you on that.
But don't call yourself a comedy podcast if you're going to rant about bullshit.
They probably think they're like some sort of sophisticated Dennis Miller kind of
Stephen
Colbert.
That's the thing. You know, that's what I like about us. We're very self-aware. We know how disgusting and depraved we are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we embrace it wholeheartedly.
So disgusting and depraved that I wanted to tell you guys this story. And, you know, and this is what's great about the show, because we do actually have a topic on the show. Which is reboots.
We are getting to a topic,
but
I
really
promise.
Quick, I wanted to tell this fucked up gross story really quick.
I want to hear this gross story.
And I wanted to tell it because we haven't seen each other since our last recording, so it's funny. We kind of go long on conversation when we're talking.
Yeah, you know.
I was at Burger King the other day, and they have this new shake called the Red Velvet Oreo.
I think shake. They have commercials for that.
Probably so.
I think I've seen them.
So when I walked in, I didn't walk in with any intention of buying the shake, but I saw it and I'm like.
But they upsold you.
Oh my God. Just by me looking at it.
They're like, would you like this weird velvet cake shake with your chicken sandwich?
I love red velvet cake. It's so fucking delicious. So I was like, I have to try this. So I get it and I drink it. The first thing I didn't like about it, it turned my teeth all red and it stains your fingers so you look like you've been eating out a girl on her period. Which was, you know, not really a really good look that I was going for.
Rick, isn't that something you do?
I have done that in the past in my life.
We've heard stories about this.
Right. That has happened to me, but I didn't.
They don't call you Red Wings Nickelback Rick for nothing.
I didn't want to relive that memory through
old Red Wings
through a tasty confection. So a day later goes by and. I go upstairs and it's a little bit out of my routine. I'm a very routine individual, and when it comes to that, and all of a sudden my stomach's getting a little rumbly, and I went upstairs and I just really had this kind of.
Did you have to pop a Tums?
Whoo, man! I'm telling you, it was just one of those sort of unexpected, sort of like holy shit, you know. So afterwards, I get up. Well, actually, you know, there's the first initial wipe, and I don't care who you are, you look. Because you got to
you got to know if there's progress.
Right.
I mean,
so all of a sudden,
of course you look.
There is this huge screaming red Skidmark. And I'm like, I forgotten about the milkshake. Okay, that's not the first thing that I went through my head.
Is it blood?
I'm thinking that I have extreme cancer. Something's happening. I almost called out for my girlfriend for a minute, but I had to.
I need you to look at this. I need you to come here.
No, don't ask.
She's a nurse, so she's been in this situation not before.
She's like, yeah, I'll look in your asshole. I don't care.
She's looked in my asshole. Believe when we saw this is 40. I swear we were laughing so hard at that because.
But that was. Had,
I actually said I need you to look.
But that wasn't for a medical reason. And, that time she did it.
So I get up off the bowl, and I literally gasp. I was like, I thought, oh, my God, I think I just started my period.
were you like, babe, that thing we did last night, it's not working out. So I don't want to do that no more.
Rick was like, I finally become a woman.
Did you save the receipt? I want to take it back.
Oh, did you have cramps and like.
No, I wasn't bitchy or anything like that. Hey, no. I was frightened, really.
Yeah.
On the plus side. This means that you can recreate your own velvet cake shakes.
It wasn't a shake, man. It was more kind of a shimmy.
Well, we'll just have to repackage it, and you know we'll figure the details
out. So I wanted to share that with you because I made a little note about when that happened. I actually, as it happened, I was like, I got to talk about this on the show. You know, I got to talk about my bowel movements on the show with Justin.
Yeah, I want to hear all about your bowel movements.
Well, now you know.
Yeah.
All right. We got to get to the show in progress, which is today we're talking about reboots. And, you know, we was talking about before about like.
Is that when you take your boots off and then put them back on?
Well, it's funny because it's like re-poops. You know, it's like, you know, I reinvented the poop where it was normally kind of brown and kind of uneventful. Now I had a heart rate, a red discoloration in the bowl, and a fear going on, whereas normally it was like a relaxed relief feeling, you know.
Maybe
so
you can do other custom colors.
I just think it would be cool if you ate like Starburst and you had like a rainbow turd. Flush the rainbow.
An exactly even amount of color on the turd?
Right, that would be even better. Yeah. You know, like a Play-Doh turd.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, wow, it's a spectrum of shit.
Y'all know my favorite cereals are the Monster cereals. So every time I eat Boo Berry,
Do you still eat that crap?
Of course I do.
Every morning?
If it's available, you're damn right I will.
God, I hate to see your cholesterol.
Out of sight, out of mind. But
my LDLs are off the chart.
But it's like it's this crazy kind of neon green color, you know? Whereas not too long ago, you and I were having this conversation in front of a friend of yours, and he's like, you have ulcers. Remember that dude?
Yeah.
You got ulcers.
You have ulcers.
Like, that's his medical opinion right away.
I think I just had blueberry and frankenberry in one different sitting. So it was kind of half, you know, gross and grosser.
Yeah.
Man, if I had some rainbow poop, I would totally poop in public in front of people.
Yeah, you'd be like a Play-Doh fun factory. Yeah. You know, it'd be like rainbow poop.
Yeah, I mean, your colon
send a man to the moon, but you can't make rainbow poop. Yeah.
Your colon must be just coated in sugar. I mean, all that cereal crap you eat.
Yeah, probably. You know, I eat like Peter Griffin or Homer, you know. It's like
shovel crap in your face.
Hey, Apu, don't you have that beer, you know, that's floating with Skittles? I think you call it Skittle Brow. No such product exists, sir. Well, then give me a six-pack of beer and some
Rick,
Skittles.
Rick just eats whatever's 3 feet in front of him. Whatever he can reach is in his mouth, you know.
Sugar is like a drug. It's like, oh, yes.
So you can just like.
He spits it out. He's like, oh, there's a piece of celery in that.
So you can shit a rainbow on the sidewalk and say, like, I'm supporting same-sex marriage.
Anal sex.
There you go. You can make it political.
There you go.
Yeah. I want to shit a Confederate flag out my ass.
That's
funny because it's political.
That'd probably take a little more skill.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, how do you get the stars?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to shit anything with stars and bars in it. That sounds very painful.
Never again.
You know you like bars up your ass.
So you get them behind the bars.
Yeah.
All right. Reboots.
Rebooting. Yeah. So we're talking about movies, right? Are we talking about reboots that we like, reboots that we don't like?
I just think a little bit of all of it. I think, you know, there are certain, there's, you know, there's...
Some movies kind of gray the lines. What is it, a reboot? Is it a sequel? Is it a prequel?
I'll tell you something. I was watching the new, well, not the new, the Batman, The Dark Knight Returns, the last one with Bane. And it's funny, I was watching it the other night.
You love Bane.
I know.
I thought about it. You know.
I don't know.
You know, if you keep all this about Bane, Kevin Smith's going to get jealous. That's all I'm saying.
I have a few Batman jokes with it. I thought about one was, did Bane really want to take over so bad so he could just turn it over instead of Wayne Industries to Bane Industries?
Right.
And then there was this one scene where Bruce and Alfred are having this argument. And the part about this, as I was thinking, was does Bruce ever
to know his place, right?
Is Bruce ever get so mad that all of a sudden he just kind of snaps into Batman voice and Alfred, like, let me tell you something, Alfred. And it's like,
I know.
You know, take it down a minute now. It's like all of a sudden he got into Batman voice, Bruce.
All of a sudden he gives him a Batman bitch slap.
You know, and it's like, I've known you since you was a little baby.
I used to wipe your ass, kid.
Let me tell you something, Master Wayne. I remember when your little voice was going through the halls of here, and you were screaming, and now all of a sudden you're screaming at me at a Batman voice. I don't really appreciate it.
Let me tell you something, Alfred. You done told me one too many times about burning that letter.
Yeah, but so now
I've gone from Bane to Batman.
It was almost like Muhammad Ali for a while, so...
So, yeah, I know, right? But
I just see Justin's face, like, stop with the impression.
Yeah, I know. But now when Batman gets mad at Alfred, he just kind of laughs because he's just like looking at a butt face because of Ben Affleck.
Right.
So it's like, yeah. I mean, hey, take that butt face seriously.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. In the movie Mallrats, at the beginning when they're announcing the characters, it's showing like comic book covers, right? And of course, Ben Affleck's character is, want to take a guess?
Buttman.
Because remember, he wanted to fuck the girls in the ass.
He was Buttman.
Buttman. Yep. Yeah. Wow.
Buttman or Fuckman?
Buttman.
Or Buttfuckman?
Buttfuckman.
That's what it should be.
So, yeah, Batman.
So you're watching The Dark Knight Rises.
No, I just thought about the reboot, you know, coming up. You got Suicide Squad, you got Dark Knight.
Watching your lover, Bane, do his thing.
You know.
You'd be like, you give it to that New York Stock Exchange. You tell it how to make it your bitch, Bane.
I want your cash.
Yeah.
No, there's no cash here. Well, I mean, like for a reboot, as far as Batman, did you enjoy that series? A reboot?
Yeah, of course I did.
Best ever.
They were great.
Yeah. What do you feel about the new Batman with the Superman? I've seen the trailers are out. There's two of them out now.
Well, when I first heard about that, I was laughing it off and mocking it. But I have seen the latest trailer from Comic-Con.
Looks pretty awesome.
And it looks really good.
It looks very good. I mean, even Affleck. I mean, I'm like, nah, I mean, I didn't really.
I love that Batman Hulkbuster suit, man.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yep. And the Batmobile don't look too different from the old, you know, the past ones, the Nolan ones, you know.
Right.
So I feel like they're kind of.
I think it's funny what they're doing. It's almost like because they're like sister cities. So it's like it's Metropolis and there's like a on the other side of the bay is Gotham City. So it's like New Jersey what is to New York.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, that's what
it's like. Go down the Gotham Turnpike and go to Jersey Shore.
And all of a sudden you're on the Metropolis Parkway.
All those assholes wearing their Affliction shirts in Gotham City.
Yeah.
Cuz it is. Gotham City's like the shithole and Metropolis is like the pristine, city.
It's like Detroit. Gotham City's like Detroit. And then you have, you know, Metropolis, which is like New York. You know? And you have
a thriving city.
I think that's, you know, it's a pretty good, you know, distance and accuracy of which, you know, and you came from Smallville to, you know, little small town. You know, you said, I'm not going to Gotham. That place is just a shithole. I'm going shooting bigger.
Yeah.
You know. I seen this thing the other day. It was a fan theory of Batman where...
There's too much work for the reporters in Gotham City because there's shit going on all the time. I want something a little more low-key.
I just think the whole antithesis of Gotham is just Detroit. Just right around Detroit. Just think in terms of Detroit.
Yeah.
That's mine and Justin's favorite town, by the way.
I love that place.
Detroit.
Motor City.
Yeah. We're going to do a live show there one day.
We should.
With Kevlar on.
We should just do a tour in just different bars in Detroit.
In one of those Brinks trucks.
In a Brinks truck. We'll just drive around in the Brinks truck and broadcast our podcast over a megaphone.
It'll be like a Blues Brothers movie?
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Detroit produced, Kid Rock and Eminem?
Sure.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. They did. And, you know, that's where Kiss really got their start was Detroit, Michigan. Yeah. Even though it was a New York band... because of people like Bob Seger and MC5 and Big, just kind of really gritty, kind of you know, bands, you know, Kiss had a built-in audience right there.
Yeah, we ain't here talking about Kiss, Rick.
Oh, I know. That's on the Kiss Room with Matt Porter.
Right.
But, and
right. Kiss can fuck off right now.
But
we're talking about movie reboots.
But you know.
So yeah, the Batman trilogy was great. Yes. I thought they did a good job.
So what? I agree. What do you guys think? Do you think the Dawn of Justice? You happy about it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna rock.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's gonna be good.
What do you think about, like, for instance, like now? They're talking about rebooting. I'm not a fan of this movie, so I don't care one way or the other. But I do think it's a little blasphemous. Is Rocky Horror?
I don't care. I'm indifferent. I'm so indifferent about it.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Is Meatloaf going to be in it?
Nobody, of course.
It's a better show. It's a better like Broadway show.
Touch it.
Yeah. I agree. See, to me, I mean, even though I'm not a fan of Rocky Horror, but I'm a fan of movies like Jaws and The Exorcist, and these are movies that don't ever need to be touched either.
Mm-hmm. They will be.
You know?
They will.
Sadly,
they did Poltergeist. You think Exorcist is just around the corner, man.
I wasn't even impressed with the new Poltergeist.
I agree. Yeah. I saw the new Poltergeist. I would, you know.
Nobody thought they would ever touch Poltergeist, but they did.
I agree. And the problem that
they took it, made it their bitch, raped it a few times, and told it to move out.
It was like I spit on your grave reboot.
Yeah, it's like, get in the kitchen and make me food, Poltergeist, you bitch.
But crawl across the countertop meat and then come out with a whole bunch of like maggots and then he tore my face off in the mirror. Poltergeist.
You're grossing me out. But
Justin's not a fan of Flight of the Navigator. They're coming out with
I love that movie.
No, he's not a fan of the possible reboot.
Right.
Yeah.
John Corbett from Northern.
It's like there's no need to ever reboot Flight of the Navigator.
Well, you know, I seen a thing where Robert Zemeckis, who did Back to the Future,
I think, though, if they do, they should get Pee-wee again and then just have him make all those, like, jerking off in a theater jokes. Hey, you want to go to a theater navigator? I could sure squeeze one off, you know?
Hi, I'm Pee-wee. Well, let's go see the Flight of the Navigator.
The Flight of the Navigation. let's see the flight of my semen after I blow one out.
Well, hi, I'm Paul Rubens. You may know me as Pee-wee Herman. Well, I can't afford a VCR, so I go jerk off in a movie theater.
Yeah. Kids don't know what a VCR is.
Right? I understand. That joke is so dated.
Well, I can't afford an internet connection to download a movie.
Well, you know, going back to reboots, though, I did see the other day where they were rebooting this movie, and I was like, really, this is an odd choice of a reboot movie. Point Break.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
I was like, yeah, I never really was that fan of that
The first movie. One sucked.
I agree. Let me ask you this. Now,
let's reboot Tango and Cash.
Right.
Well, you know?
Don't you think that in the first Point Break that Patrick Swayze should have been the federal agent and, you know...
Keanu should have been the surfer guy?
Yes.
Of course.
Yeah,
I hate when people go, no, that was kind of... They were switching the roles, and I'm like, I did not believe him as Johnny Utah. Hey, I'm Johnny Utah. Man, I'm a fed. Whoa. What the fuck ever. But, it's like, I like Keanu, but it's like, you got to put him in his right... It's like...
But you have to admit...
Sylvester Stallone is like... Yeah, I'm the president. No, you're not. Nobody fucking voted for you, ever. Not on this fucking planet. We love you in Rocky and Rambo, but guess what? You're not the fucking president of the United States.
But the thing is, if Keanu ended up taking the surfer role, he would have been typecast, and he wouldn't have gotten all those other roles.
Well, then you had fucking Gary Busey, which didn't help.
But I agree with you. I agree with you.
Gary Busey never helped.
The role should have been reversed. But it would have fucked his career up.
You know, I agree. And it's like I say, it didn't help putting Gary Busey as his, like, you know, sergeant or his superior or whatever.
Neither did that motorcycle wreck.
You
but.
Know. Hi, I'm Gary Busey. We met.
You sound like Harry Carey.
Yeah. Hey, I'm Harry Carey. I ejaculated Gary Busey onto a operation
table. I didn't know Gary Busey was a baseball announcer.
I met Gary Busey at a horror con one time, and a friend
a
of mine.
A horror con?
Horror. Down like
horror.
How they have it in Savannah.
A horror con.
But Gary Busey was there, and I guess he was promoting The Ginger Dead Man.
Was Jake Busey there with him?
No. Danny Glover was next to him in the next booth over, I swear. And a friend of mine, Rhonda, she's...
What was Danny Glover there for? Saw?
Maybe. Sure.
It's the only horror movie I can think of he'd been in.
The Color Purple.
Fair enough.
That was comedy.
That was a comedy.
But a friend of mine, Rhonda, she's very endowed in the chest, and she's wearing this really hot orange dress, you know, to this thing. And he goes to her. I mean,
do you call her Rhonda Round Tits?
I could.
Okay.
I might start.
Yeah.
But he goes up to her and he goes, "Hey, what you got cooking under there?" And she goes, and she's just standing there minding her own business. And she goes, "What?" He goes, "I'm up in room 437 if you want to come get with me after this thing's over." And she was like, "I think I'm going to pass, you know." But I'm Gary Busey.
But I'm Gary Busey, but you're still fucked up and weird.
Yeah, it's like, and I've never really had the I want to fuck a crazy kind of, you know, escape, you know, psychotic man
right.
on the run.
He's like, "You want to go on a motorcycle ride?
Hey, I know, hey, while we're having sex, I can call Keanu Reeves and have him talk to you. It'll make this experience a little bit more interesting.
Pretend like you're fucking him, but it's really me."
They thought I was the crazy one in Lethal Weapon. Me and Mel Gibson were both fucked up.
I had a mullet then too, so.
Yeah, we were all sporting mullets.
Yeah.
That was the Lethal Weapon right there. But that's another series right there I'd never want to see rebooted. That series was great with Riggs and Murtaugh. Great pairing.
The series is good.
I love all five.
All of them.
Was it five of them? Four or five?
You don't even know how many there were.
I think it was five.
So you must not really like it that much.
I liked every one of them.
Yeah, except you're not even sure how many there were.
I say
that's kind of sad. I think there's five, but I'm not sure. But I like it.
Well, there's so
it's
many,
great.
There's so many, you know, like Fast and Furious. Who never knew there'd be seven of those?
The first couple Lethal Weapons were good. Yeah. I mean, right now it's kind of hard to watch it. Now it's just like, really, Mel Gibson, you don't care about your life, and well, it's so kind of.
I agree, but I would not want to see that ever rebooted.
No.
You know. Mm-hmm. It's like I saw the, you know, Footloose, which I love the original just because I'm a child of the 80s. But when the reboot came out, which was filmed right here.
Yeah. I didn't pay attention to it.
Well, we rented it. We rented it on
Straight Redbox. Men don't like Footloose.
We rented it on Redbox because we said, "Oh man, we'll just watch it just as a joke."
Did you say you watched it and you rubbed your Redbox?
Yes.
Okay.
Rubbed it red. But I actually enjoyed it. I thought it was a really good, you know, because my thing was with Footloose in the original, remember, the kids couldn't dance because of a car accident. But it was the 80s, so that made a lot of sense.
Yeah, I don't really want a synopsis of it.
Well, you're going to get one.
Okay.
So in this one, though.
Let the mockery begin.
In this one, it's kind of the same sort of scenario. But the problem is, it's like you're in the 21st century. So with YouTube and, you know, all this, you know, how are kids not dancing? That's just kind of a stupid idea. But they
really, yeah, I agree. It's a stupid idea. Like, the whole concept's a stupid idea.
But it was a real... Well, Karate Kid. Did you see the reboot of that?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Mm.
What do you think, Wes?
It wasn't terrible. You know what? It was better than the Hilary Swank Karate Kid.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That was terrible.
But
anything's better than
Jaden
that.
Jaden was believable. Jaden Smith was believable.
I agree. I like that, except for he never taught him karate. That was the problem when they called him the Karate Kid.
And that was before he just said a bunch of dumb shit on Twitter all the time.
Right.
But, I mean, I don't know if it was the acting.
He was the Twitter kid.
It wasn't the acting that was bad. It's just like the storyline. I just didn't care about it. You know, the plot wasn't very well developed.
Mm-hmm. Well, to me, I was just, I think, more interested in the novelty of the reboot. You know, that's to me, I feel like, you know, especially with, I'm a big, you know, fan of horror. So anytime they reboot a horror movie, I want to see what they're going to do immediately.
Right.
Tina?
It.
I'm interested to see.
They're going
to
reboot it.
I'm not opposed to that because I know this may upset some people, but
know you're a Tim Curry fan because you love Rocky Horror Picture
Show. I like Tim Curry,
so much.
But I was never super crazy about his Pennywise personally. When I read the book, I just saw Pennywise differently. I didn't see him as that.
Because you read the book first.
Yeah, I know.
I know the book. I mean, they just.
I didn't read the book.
So I am very interested to see what they can do with a new It. I mean, I understand it's a very involved story, and it's a very, you know, it's Stephen King. He's very character driven and everything.
But it's going to be a female clown, actually they're going to call it It with tits.
Tits.
This movie's the tits.
Right. So, see, sometimes it's like Poltergeist. When I heard they were doing that, I came to that with an open mind in the idea that I always loved the original, but when it came out, I looked back at the original and said, it's still a better story, even visually.
It is.
You know?
It's a better movie.
Yeah.
It really didn't need to be remade.
But like Planet of the Apes, I was excited that they kind of taken that franchise and changed it because that was a great
story. I actually like the new one.
Now, when you say the first one with Wahlberg?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. That's not really a reboot. It's more of a prequel.
It's more like a continuance.
Because the original movie, you know, it takes place where they're already Charlton Heston.
Okay.
is already in the planet, and they're already taking over.
Now, the ones with Franco and all this, you know, do you feel like those movies are connected to the Wahlberg ones, or are they not?
I think that was
a retelling of the story.
Okay, because you see,
it's not a retelling. It's a prequel.
I kind of agree. See, that's what I sort of feel like. It's sort of going to tell the story of how it all evolved before Wahlberg ever got there to begin with.
Definitely.
He's already gone. He's in space. This is all happening.
See, you stop talking about the Wahlberg movie because I kind of pretended like it never happened.
Well,
it was bad. That was a reboot.
Here's the thing I didn't hate about it. It's instead of doing the CGI thing, they had Tim Roth and Helen Bonham Carter all in makeup and Paul Giamatti, and I like that.
I've heard enough.
You know, I love that. I thought it was great. You know, Michael Clark Duncan, you know, I mean, I'm glad they didn't just CGI that.
Yeah, because, you know, when they were done shooting, they got to say, man, I need to get out of this monkey suit.
You know, well, I always wondered, though, like with Michael Clark Duncan, they're like, here's
and they weren't
he
talking
wants you
about
to play, but please don't kill us.
And they weren't referring to a tux. They're actually talking about a monkey suit.
I just always felt like they're like, Michael Clark Duncan, we want you to be in this movie, Planet of the Apes. And he's like, oh, really? Cool. Okay, so who do you want me to be? And they're like, I'm going to go get my assistant.
Oh.
and they're going to show you our plans and everything. So I'm going to be in Nevada while you make your decision, far, far away from your decision-making
idea. Is he the guy? He's
dead now. He was in Talladega Nights. He was also in The Green Mile. He was Kingpin. Now,
I was thinking of the guy that was – I can't think of what that movie's called. Never mind.
The Green Mile?
Not The Green Mile. I know who you're talking about, but I was thinking it was somebody else.
Let me do my Michael. I don't care. Can I do my my Michael?
I'm John Coffey.
Oh, Lord. I'm John Coffey. I'm also.
I used to be was he a construction worker?
You know what
or
his first movie was? Anybody know?
No.
No.
Friday.
Oh, is he in Friday?
Really?
Yep. And I'll tell you what. I'll tell you. I know. You're thinking really hard.
He wasn't Debo.
Nope. He was Debo's friend when he punched Red in the face. He was playing. You barely see him. His first movie he's ever in. Wow. It's so fast. If you go back and look, you'll see Michael Clark Duncan get up when he's walking towards his dad. And he goes, "You want some, old man?" Nope.
But
that's about when you. That's about most FaceTime you really see. Wow.
But is he in the? Is he in the next Friday?
Well, yes. No, he's
yeah.
Now, what would you do if they rebooted
or the Friday?
We've got enough Fridays.
Yeah, Fridays.
But the
original Friday. Or
Friday
Part 6. Ice Cube is desperate for a role.
Have you ever saw the cartoon of Friday?
No.
Oh my God, it's so terrible.
You mean the Boondocks?
No.
Oh.
Man, the Boondocks is way better than this. It's terrible. It's like when they tried to animate Clerks, or they tried to animate like Napoleon Dynamite. It's like, you know, animators had this idea and they're like, oh, this was such a fantastic, you know, movie cult, you know, classic.
Yeah.
Let's turn it into a cartoon. And they didn't really understand the whole kind of premise behind it. And it was like, you can't make Craig or Smokey have anything to do with weed to sell. It's like trying to make Cheech and Chong not smoke weed or something.
So I don't get it. Why can't you just make it R-rated and have it animated? Why do you have to PG it up?
When they did the Clerks like animated series, they didn't want to make Jay and Bob sell pot. They wanted to make them sell fireworks.
What?
And
Kevin That's a terrible was like, idea.
Why would they do that? Why would they sit around and just bootleg fireworks when you?
So why do you give them the green light on that?
Because it was up and coming. It'd be like somebody coming to us and going, "We have some ideas with Pod Vomit. We want to throw some money in your lap." And you're
and
like,
it's like, I completely hate that, but do it. Go ahead.
I mean, if you're up and coming and new and you're trying to get your product name out there, I think you make decisions sometimes that sometimes go back. There was a Clerks.
Your mom is up and coming.
There was a Clerks sitcom pilot. It was awful, and it had. What was the guy that was Goat Boy on Saturday Night Live, the stand-up comic?
Oh, yeah. He does the Joe Pesci and all that.
Who is he?
Jim Brewer.
He was Randall. And it was awful. It's like they worked it
really?
Out. Man, I actually watched the whole 20.
I didn't know they did that.
The only thing they actually used from Clerks was the logo and the music, like, in between scene change, you know, that was a part of the movie. All the names were the same. There was no Jay and Bob. There was a Jay, but he wasn't like Jay Muse or even nowhere near that character. And it was only a pilot. So it was like, but it was terrible. I mean, Kevin and Scott or nobody, they just
I'm bored even hearing about it.
It was terrible.
So talking about movie remakes, I know, you know, one of your favorites, Rick, is probably Freaky Friday and The Parent Trap.
Yep.
Those are two of your favorites that they rebooted.
The Parent Trap starring Haley Mills and Haley Mills. Oh, no, that was yeah, Freaky Friday.
Where it was the same person?
Yeah.
No, Freaky... Oh, the original one.
Yeah, Freaky Friday starred but then Haley the, Mills
the,
and Haley Mills.
Then the remake had Lindsay Lohan, right?
And Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
No, and... what's her face? The gastro lady.
You don't have to say their names the same. We understand that she played both roles.
Okay.
But, yeah, so that those Jamie movies Lee happened. Curtis, right? Jamie yeah, Lee Jamie Curtis, Lee Curtis. Yeah. That, you know, Freaky Spring Friday had, like, five different versions, really. It had, like, eight reboots,
yeah.
I think. Mm-hmm. There was, like, a TV-made one, like, in the 90s.
I'm sure, right.
And then, like you know, ABC Family Channel special.
Right. Well, Herbie the Love Bug. You know, they tried to reboot that.
Yeah. That yeah. also had Lindsay Lohan.
Yes,
yeah,
it did. Yeah. That's right.
I didn't see
she
that
thought
one.
The movie was going to be called The Love Drug about ecstasy. Right. She signed on, and she was, you know, horribly disappointed.
She was like, she's like, Can I fall out of Herbie and kind of show my vagina
right,
while that's happening?
With my friends Brittany and yeah, Paris. And,
right.
Sure, whatever. We don't care. And Herbie's like, yeah, I don't care. I've worked with
you know, Herbie's like,
fucking years.
Herbie's like, I've had so much jizz on my seats. I'm getting used to it now. So how about going back to horror remakes, here's one that I kind of liked, but they did it way different. Evil Dead. Did you see that?
Yes. I enjoyed it.
I thought it was fucking great,
I
man.
I thought it was great, too.
Oh, yeah.
I loved it. But it was like they took all the comedy elements out of it, and it was like actually kind of scary.
Right, right. Well, and, you know, they're also doing this thing, and I haven't seen it yet.
Oh,
is
yeah.
the Scream on MTV? They've been doing this, like, Scream kind of, like, new show on MTV, and it's all based upon... I know.
I have no interest in it.
I agree, because it's like they took Ghostface's mask and turned it around. It's a different
thing. The only Scream I liked was the first one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
But well, but I see what you're getting excited about, Tina.
Back to Evil
I see
Dead.
I see where you're going there.
Yeah, back to Evil Dead. They're actually coming out with a new show on Starz
yes.
as a continuance of the
with
Evil
Bruce
Dead.
Campbell.
Ash yeah. versus the Evil Dead.
Yes.
With Bruce Campbell. Yes, I'm very interested in that.
I was an Evil Dead fan back in the days when it first came out. You know, I saw it on, you know, VHS.
Oh, yeah.
Back when there was video
I love
store.
The first... I even like Army of Darkness.
I agree.
Most people don't like it, but I even like it.
It's not my favorite, out of the three, but I still love it.
I think it's great.
I agree.
I love that tongue-in-cheek kind of comedy horror. That's
sure.
Just, I love that genre.
Well, I like bleeding the two of Taken. Like, there's another one it's like over the top. It's almost like an itchy and scratchy cartoon. It's Peter Jackson's first major film he ever did. It's called Dead Alive. And if you ever get a chance to see it, It's a lot to take in.
Is it as good as The Frighteners?
It's way better. It's like they had a surplus of blood.
Have you seen that shit fest?
Yeah, with Michael J. Fox.
With Michael J. Parkinson's?
Yeah. They're like, hey, what's shaking?
Oh, man.
But no, man, it's like one of these movies where when you're watching it, you're just like, holy shit. How much blood, how much more can they use? I mean, it's like over the top. It's just... And it's like over-the-top gore. It's just – it's like Mad Magazine horror. But it's funny, but it's at the same time, it's just gross. But it's Peter Jackson's first film, Dead Alive. So
I kind of want to see that then.
You should check it out. Dead I highly Alive. Recommend it. I give it three nickel bags.
Three nickel bags.
You know.
That's a pretty high rating, though.
Out of four.
And it's kind of a B movie sort of feel.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like the Reanimator kind of quality.
Yep, absolutely. It's crazy, man, because it's funny how they got a lot of the effects. You could tell that they were like Tom Savini. There's those guys that were just a bunch of effects geeks that wanted to come and just say, okay, here's what we want to do. And, it's one of these kind of films that you look back at now and go, how in the fuck did anybody greenlight this film?
Yeah, I know.
And go, really? This is what you want to make? You want us to give you this much money to make this kind of film? You know, so.
Okay.
And it would never be rebooted.
But it was like 20 bucks, though, so.
Yeah.
No scratch off their backs.
Straight to VHS.
Yeah.
Straight to video.
Straight to reel to reel. But, so I love The Evil Dead. I thought that was really good. I'm glad they're doing a TV series. And you didn't really like this. You didn't like the suit. I don't know. I guess that's a reboot. Man of Steel. Yeah, that's kind of a reboot.
I just
of
feel
the...
like Superman's had so many problems. They haven't properly had a way to tell his story right.
Yeah, and they're tied up in lawsuits all the time. And
I was looking at a thing the other day where, do you remember when they wanted Nicolas Cage?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah,
I don't remember it, but I saw it resurfaced recently.
When it was going to happen, but you know, it was one of these things that was all like in talks, and that was back when they were even talks of like the X-Men movie coming out.
And so they're like, he yelled at everybody in the movie the whole time. So we're like,
it was a hodgepodge of them, like of Hollywood trying to get people together. It was like, okay, let's get Kevin Smith because he knows about comic books.
Right.
Let's get Tim Burton because he can't, you know, fail with movies.
And, well, Nicolas Cage seems to be burning up the, you know, we got him going on, so let's get him involved.
Yeah.
It's just like this big Hollywood jerk off. Like,
yeah.
Superman will be perfect for all
whoever's popular right now, let's get him involved.
Yeah. And even Kevin Smith told the story on one of his, like, not stand up things, Q&A type things. And he goes, it was just weird. He goes,
I'm surprised Regis Philbin wasn't in
the guy
it, to be
that,
honest.
The guy that wanted to do the movie, he said he wanted at the end that Spider-Man never wear the cape. And not
Spider-Man
have, or Superman never wear the cape, never have
I was
the
say,
S.
I've never seen Spider-Man with a cape.
Never have the S on him, and he goes at the end he has to fight a big robotic spider. And Kevin Smith is like, "Whoa, a robotic spider? I mean, okay, but that's never really happened. That's never been an issue in the comics
yeah.
or anything."
And it's stupid.
So, but guess what? The guy that wanted all this to happen, guess what he wrote? Wild Wild West. At the end, with a big robotic spider.
And that's basically everything that you said happened
yes,
in that movie.
And a shitty movie.
Yeah. And so, it went nowhere.
Can you imagine those guys putting out a movie with Nicolas Cage?
It's the shame of Will Smith's career.
Right. It's like, hey, I thought Superman was supposed to have a hairline.
But the soundtrack rocked.
Did it?
Yeah, Will Smith.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He did the songs.
Yeah, he did with
Wild Wild West.
Well,
I forgot about that.
A lot of that, too, was kind of
I think you like it. I think you like it just because it has West in it.
You know, wow, wow, West.
Speaking of things.
You narcissistic bastard.
You narcissistic bastard.
Next time
oh, my God.
Door, let's have that plan.
Anything that has
right,
West
right.
in it,
yeah,
I'm going to
yeah,
love.
Yeah. You'll have to throw that in. Every time we talk about West Side, we'll play the Wild Wild West.
Yeah, whenever West leaves, wherever he goes, it has to go towards the West Side. He won't
right.
go east or north.
He actually, in
has
the
to go west.
Has to sit on the West Side.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't need to be rebooted.
Yeah. So every time he drives home, it's like in California.
Yeah. California.
Because that's west of Atlanta, for all you idiots with geography.
And he goes, wait a minute. Siri, who follows that show, told me to go this way.
Yeah. All roads lead to West.
To West.
So, you know, some other reboots that I was like, eh. Did you ever see the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Yeah.
That was a pile of garbage, wasn't it?
I didn't like the new one.
That's a pile of garbage.
I mean,
I didn't like the new one.
And then that's kind of like right when I was starting to think Johnny Depp's career was starting to just, he was just getting oversaturated. It's
yeah.
like Johnny Depp has to be in every summer blockbuster now.
I like him as an actor.
Yeah, he's
I
a good
agree.
Actor, but you don't want to see him in every fucking movie.
I agree. It's like, take it down a notch. Make it mysterious.
Yeah.
Be like Leonardo DiCaprio. Don't be in every goddamn thing. Well, make us wait a couple years and go,
yeah.
hey, Leo's in this. And you're like, oh, that looks pretty good.
I know.
Check that out. Mm-hmm. Not Johnny, you know, Johnny Depp is.
These actors have these things. I remember thinking, like, Tommy Lee Jones is in every fucking movie in, like, the mid-90s. You know?
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely.
It's like, why did stop? I know these actors are popular.
Well, I mean, going
but,
back, Nick Cage for a while. It was like you couldn't
yeah.
escape
yeah.
Nick Cage.
I know, man. And everybody wanted to, you know. Tired of getting screamed at all the
Whoa.
Time.
I'm like an old version of Keanu. I'm Keanu's dad, man.
Except I'm balder and angrier.
I hated that they put him in fucking Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
I was
yeah.
like, really? Let's put my grandfather in Ghost Rider.
I know, right?
Give me a fucking
It's
break.
A terrible movie.
Awful. I was so glad they made it, but it was like you picked the wrong fucking person. All these Hollywood young people you could put in a fucking movie.
And that's just when Marvel movies were just going down the toilet. They
were
just
they
all
were up
shitty.
And coming.
Yeah, but they were all shitty. I mean, it all kind of launched again with Iron Man, but, you know.
Well,
but,
I'll say the X-Men.
Yeah, that's
it
true.
With the X-Men.
Yeah. That's true.
You know,
I guess
it had, like, look, the Black
I guess I'm referring to Marvel proper.
Right.
Because X-Men is technically Fox. Owned, right?
Or Sony.
Is it Sony or Fox? One of those.
One of them.
So,
And they're the king of the reboots. I mean, they've already rebooted Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
Which I didn't really care for the first version of that.
Nah. The new one looks like it might be all right.
You know, I would like, if we're going to talk about comic movies, though, I mean, I would like to see a better version of Daredevil made.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Have you seen the show?
No.
The show's actually
yeah.
good. The show's good.
You know.
Yeah. It's good. Give it a chance.
So
Naysayer.
No,
who
no,
won't,
no, I just haven't seen it.
This is the guy that won't watch Game of Thrones.
I know. I
he
just
refuses.
Had this conversation today about this.
Oh, such a good show.
And just, I'm letting the audience know, we're planning on doing a Game of Thrones show
I
in the spring.
I know.
In the spring, we're doing a Game of Thrones show. So this motherfucker right over here has a lot of seasons to catch up to.
You have to invest the time.
I will.
Yeah, it's
I
worth
will.
It.
And now it's majority it. Rule. I got 3-1.
Yeah,
so.
You better do it, you piece of shit.
All right.
So I will come to your house every day and be like, you watch it? Did you watch it? Where are you at? What happened in season 3? Come on. I'll give you little quizzes.
You have to pay attention, though.
Take out the ball gag.
I'll be like, little quizzes, like which family is which and like what's their like crest and all that.
Okay.
You're going to have to tell me like each little like thing that they say, you know, like winter is coming and all that. You're gonna.
Are you gonna put like eye clamps on him, like from Clockwork Orange?
No, what would you do?
It's not gotten that extreme yet.
What would you do if they rebooted that?
I don't know.
Clockwork Orange?
Yeah.
Something should be touched.
I agree. Like Jaws, I would never want to see that. Yeah. Clockwork Orange. You know, I don't ever want to see those movies. Caddyshack.
I like how Spielberg never makes sequels to his movies until The Lost World. And he's like, You were on a good, you had a good thing going there, Spielberg. Why'd you make The Lost World?
How involved is he in that, though? Executive producer?
No, this is like the second Jurassic Park movie where he directed and
but I'm saying on the new one, though.
No, he hasn't done any since that one.
Okay.
No, the new one's actually really good.
His name might be on it, like executive producer, but he just threw cash at it. So,
gotcha.
You know.
Hey, if it makes money, I want the money back.
Right.
So, you know.
He's just, well, that's my property, so give me some money. But
well, was that a reboot? Is that considered a reboot?
No, I'd call it a sequel. Like a
See, because I hear some people tell me that it is a reboot. I hear some people tell me that it's continuous.
It's definitely a sequel because they refer to the park like 20 years ago, and it's supposed to take place after that.
See, that's what it looked like to me. It almost looked like the exact same damn movie, kind of, as far as the trailer went.
No, it's different. It's hard to make a sequel to something like Jurassic Park. I mean, it makes a better standalone movie. It's hard to make a sequel to something like that.
Right.
But we're not talking about sequels here. We are talking about reboots. And you know what? Did you see the, you know what was a piece of shit crappy reboot? Total Recall.
Yes.
Yeah.
It sucked.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people didn't think it was a great movie to begin with, but I loved it when I was a kid. You know?
Yeah, I thought it was awesome.
I was a youngster in the early 90s.
And it was one of those movies where like the effects have been taken to the next level as far as going to see a movie. Holy shit.
And it's the first time I saw a lady with three mammary glands.
Right.
And that was wonderful.
And you spanked to that.
I did. I still do.
You rebooted.
Trip tit. Yeah, and they rebooted it, and I'm glad they preserved that, but...
Still, man.
But you know, there was no guy in the dude's stomach going, get to the reactor. I was watching... They didn't even go to Mars.
I was watching Men in Black today, and I was like, I still like all three of those movies, but it's like, I would never want them to reboot that.
Nah.
K and J were great, you know, and that whole storyline was great.
Again with Tommy Lee Jones.
Yes, exactly.
Right? Man, I was like, you know, as long as they don't, you know, include the one armed man in the next one, I'll be okay with it.
The one armed man's Will Smith,
right? It was me the whole time.
I didn't even need but just one arm, man.
It was me the whole time, and then Han Solo comes out. I was you.
Yeah, it's you.
I had to hide in the
carbonite.
I had to hide with the Amish people for that long time.
Right,
but
that long time. I'm even talking Amish.
I know. I've even turned my own brother now. But what about Spider-Man? They rebooted that one.
I just hate that all of a sudden, halfway through, they're going to, you know, with Amazing Spider-Man.
I've moved on. Oh, you have too. Good.
Yeah. I liked Andrew Garfield.
I'm sorry.
It was too soon to reboot, but it was good. It was like...
But now it's all fucked up.
Didn't that Tobey Maguire thing just come out?
Right.
Tobey Maguire, I just hate his face. I just hate his stupid face.
I
love that they redid it.
I just didn't like the... I just felt like every one of those just kept going down a path of just worse.
Yeah.
I didn't like, what's his face, Eric Foreman as fucking...
Nobody did.
Nobody believed that.
Venom, that was terrible. Yeah.
But they have a new... I mean, I'm kind of excited about the Spider-Man just because it's going to be involved with the Avengers, so it's going to be a bigger part of the universe.
Fucking finally.
So, and it's going to be... They're going to cast him in the Captain America Civil War. I think that's going to be his first appearance. So, I'm getting excited about that.
Sure.
One last thing, they're going to reboot Neverending Story. Can you believe that bullshit?
Oh, good.
I mean, as if the first...
At the end of it, instead of Neverending Story Part 2.
It literally is never going to end. Literally, it's never going to end.
I know.
The shit's going to go on forever.
All right. But not like us. We are going to come to an end.
We are. There is an end of our lives.
And will we be rebooted? Maybe.
Pod Vomit 3.0.
Yeah. 7.0.
Yeah.
Like a choir in here of people.
All right.
Well, I guess we're going to reboot the fuck up on out of here and find you people on the interwebs and other places. I hope you enjoyed the show. I am...
Because we did.
I'm going to go around the table real quick before we get out of here, and we'll say our names. I'm Nickel Bagrick, and the anti-host over here...
I'm Lancelot. Oh, I thought we were doing a round table thing.
Oh, no.
No?
Ancelot.
So you're not Sir Galahad?
So glad I had. And...
I'm Lady Magic.
Larry the Cable Guy?
Yeah. I'm also a drunk intern, Tina. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for being here, Tina. And our host, our webmaster.
Yeah, fuck sobriety.
The master.
And I'm West Side, bitches.
All right. We will see you on the next Pod Vomit.
I'm really Justin. I'm not Lancelot. No. Later, bitches.
Peace.
You've been listening to Pod Vomit on podvomit.com. Don't forget to put your yak in our sack. Make sure to send us email at our barf bag at podvomit@gmail.com. You can find us all over the place. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, subscribe to us on YouTube and iTunes. Also follow us on podomatic.com and check us out on SoundCloud. You can find Pod Vomit on the Tangent Bound Network. Go gawk at us at Instagram. We're also on the Stitcher Network, and please make sure to donate to our Patreon site. Pod Vomit is recorded at Fenario Studios.
Finger licking good.